Going on today around the country, in your state, your neighborhood, and around the world as well, although most of the things I think that we end up talking about here, excuse me, unless it's something like Julian Assange, we like his name.
Assange.
I love his name.
Why doesn't Pierre take a shot at Julian Assange's name?
I'm going to kneel out. Frenchman, because he's being very, very, I don't want to be friends with him.
Really?
I do not want to be the microscope of the United States government.
That's good for pigs. You.
You know, once you leave me alone, you United States.
Leave me alone. If you love me, leave me alone.
You and your perfume.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Roberta will be back, I think, on Thursday. In the meantime, good news from NASA.
Oh, you want to
see it?
Here.
Good news blowing in your window.
After driving all around Mars with four rovers, count them, un, deux, trois, quatre, en français, Pierre. Rovers, they want to now start digging in to the red planet. They have decided to launch.
Bring me up to speed. Where did I miss the other two rovers? There were
over the years. Yeah, no, this is over the last, 10 years or so?
Has there been four?
Yes, there have been, Rich. You can check that out.
Huh.
I'm sure you will.
I just thought there was the one and then the one we just sent.
Nope, they have done four over the years. And now they've decided to send up another one, a fairly low-cost robotic.
Fairly low cost to find that one.
Well, it's an excavator. So how much trouble
can
it be?
An elevator?
I have an excavator that weighs 14 tons. It's an old, you know what an excavator is, Jennifer, right?
Like a bulldozer.
An excavator, it's not like a bulldozer, but it's the same principle. Bulldozers fill in holes, excavator dig them.
Right.
So the excavator, I don't know, mine's probably 25 years old. And they're great when you look at them. They look like sort of a dinosaur in a sense. Anyway, so they want to send one of these
to
Mars.
Maybe they send yours to Mars.
Maybe they should. I'll give them a deal.
I'm sure you could probably sell it to them for about $8.3 million.
Yes, right, exactly.
Give me a parachute with it.
Yeah.
Include the parachute.
Right. So the project is called InSight. And they had three or four different choices. They could have sent with their budget an exploratory mission to Saturn. They want to look at the moons there to try to figure out what's on the planets that are in our solar system. But they're so focused on Mars, they've decided that they would go back to Mars and dig around and find out what's underneath the surface. Cost $425 million. That's pretty cheap. When you consider what it cost to get the rover up there, as I understand it, there's like, what is it, about $1 billion more than that, seems to me?
I don't know about a billion, but yeah, a ton of money.
Yeah. The mission includes two instruments, one French, wow, Pierre.
Really?
And one German, examining the geology of Mars in depth. And in order to be in depth, they got to be able to dig into the depths of the Martian mysteries.
Wow.
There's no magnetic field. Apparently. Now, how can they tell that from down here? But apparently there's the magnetic field would be sort of akin to gravity, right? Isn't that
what imagine.
Yes.
Because it keeps you magnetic, would pull you.
Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't pull you, but...
Yeah. Anyway.
It would because I'm magnet. A magnet.
You're magnetic. You have a magnetic
personality. I'm a magnetic personality.
He has charm and personality. So, the people who are critics of this say we are spending too much money on Mars. We ought to be going other places. There's the lady who heads the Saturn scientist movement who says that most of the solar system resides beyond the orbits of the asteroids, and that's beyond Mars. So why are we spending more money on Mars? This sort of sounds, I mean, everybody's got a constituency no matter what. Right? Everybody's got an axe to grind. Everybody's looking for whatever they can use to... And it's always back to the government. Right? Let's hit up the government for more dough. Anyway, I think this is kind of cool. Last time there was a mission choice like this was when the NASA folks decided to spend money to go to Pluto in 2001. Whatever happened to that?
Did they make it?
To Pluto? I don't remember what they did. What happened?
I think Mickey stopped them.
Mickey did? Huh? What happened?
I was going to say that was a Disney expedition.
Yeah, right, remember?
Right, right. Pluto.
Disney always makes it. Great entertainment, too.
All right, so that's the
like little animals that they make with the towel on your bed at night.
Yeah. All right, so they, the next item of interest here, there are actually three things that I have in my mind to sort of tie together. But before we get to those three, they all have to do with, in my opinion, the just wrong things of the day. These things are just wrong. Actually, this could fit into it. There are four things if we include this. Matter of fact, this happened last week, and I started to talk about it, and then I never finished conversationally the story of this lady from Michigan. The town in Michigan is Flint, and they had a town-wide take-your-child-to-work day. And so this lady decided she'd bring her child to work. She didn't know that there'd be any consequences. Her name is Quirta Evans. She is now out of a job because she brought her child to work. And the company is standing by its decision. She said, I've been working here for 11 years. I've gone beyond, above and beyond for this company. She worked for Check and Go. What's Check and Go? Is that a...
Like a check cashing place?
Check cashing.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I believe.
Check and Go. And she brought her sign, brought her son with her to work. There's now a sign in front of the store advertising an opening for her old job. Matter of fact, the thing that's so strange about this is that she has brought her children, she has a daughter too, she brought her daughter to this event at work before. She wanted her children to learn how she makes a living. She's a single mother of two, and she said that she brought her daughter, 11-year-old daughter, and she brought her son. For whatever the reason, they said, no, we don't want your children there. You violated company policy. We're not supposed to have friends or family in certain areas. Now I understand the check and go thing. I didn't know that much about check and go, but there are places in the building where there is cash, and they don't want strangers exposed to the cash before they've been vetted. But what is, I mean, if they're, I don't know. What do you think? I guess I'll ask that question. What, am I making too much out of this? Or is this kind of an outrageous reality? Or the company, if they had a policy, why didn't they stick to it the year before? They say, well, it's a new policy. Well, how is she, well, she's an employee. Wouldn't you have thought she would have known that that was a policy? And why do you fire somebody? Why don't you just say,
get out of here.
Child isn't, we can't allow your children to be here.
They might have been just looking for a reason to fire.
Aha, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm thinking they were looking for a way to get rid of her, and this is the way to do it. So, this is not another one of those things that you think about, oh, wow, is that fair? Is life always fair? That's a question we ask frequently. Right? Among, you think all the things that happen to you in your life are
life
fair?
Life is never fair.
Yeah. When's the last time it was unfair to you, Richie?
This morning at about 5:15.
Yeah.
Okay. Jennifer, when was she's going to tell me, oh, this morning.
This morning about 2:55.
Yeah. And Heather's going to say, this morning at 6:30.
6:30?
Oh, whatever it is. All right. So I guess we get the answer to that. 16 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Running a facility, chances are managing inventory isn't your favorite part of the day. Stocking and tracking, ordering and organizing. All necessary evils eating up your time. That's why Grainger's KeepStock services help you manage your inventory more efficiently. From basic labeling and scanning to secure dispensing machines, putting you in total control. Often allowing you to buy less, making things seem, well, not so evil anymore. Contact your Grainger representative or visit Grainger.com/KeepStock today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberen program. That's because Amberen focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberen program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Wow, that's cool. Gout, what's it? Goutinfo.com?
Goutinfo. It's my home page.
Yeah. Can't play around with like your gout.
I have always wondered about gout. We just had the commercial about gout.
It's the worst of gout.
For all of you listening online and didn't hear it, why do they call it the gout?
The gout.
The gout.
And why don't they call it like the cancer?
Doesn't it sound worse than, I mean, gout actually sounds worse than cancer and heart disease. When you say the disease, I have gout. I mean, it just sounds so...
The gout. Not the gout.
Not the gout.
There's probably somebody listening that belongs to the Gout Association of America.
1-800-510-8255. Call us.
Don't be offended. It's a serious disease, obviously. It has a terrible name.
Too much uric acid. Offensive.
I'm offended by three things today.
Heather, Jennifer, and Rich.
Well, I guess I'm offended by six things then.
Yeah, we can actually fix that for you.
All right, can we fix Todd Akin? What can we do to put this guy out of his misery? I'm just looking at a video of this guy.
You know what? This is a great country.
Yeah.
And I will tell you why.
Well, because we have morons like this that serve us.
Yep, exactly. And because...
Who votes for guys like this?
Exactly. This is why this is
a
great country.
Who votes for people like this?
Nobody will.
Wait, the guy's a congressman already. He's been here since 2001 he was elected.
Not anymore.
Nah. What an idiot. No matter how, you don't put those two words together. No matter what.
Legitimate.
How do you, even if you, unless you have a pea, and even then, if you had a pea for a brain, you'd understand that this guy, and every single right winger in the world is trying to get this guy out, because if he sticks around,
he
will be like an anchor.
Yeah.
He'll pull
he's
all.
He's an absolute albatross.
And the other thing that I, this is just wrong. The Alabama immigration law that orders public schools to check the citizenship status of new students ruled unconstitutional because it significantly deters undocumented children from enrolling and attending school. And please tell me what's wrong with that. What's wrong with me? I don't want to pay for kids that are not supposed to be here. You want to come to this country? Do it the right way. That's simple. And it's so easy to do. I was talking to one of the guys here who came from a family. He had filled out the papers a number of years ago because he couldn't work here if he didn't. And now he's getting his younger kids, brothers and sisters to do the same thing. He says it takes a little bit of time. And he's taking the responsibility for it, not his parents.
Right, to get status.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Not your citizenship status.
Yeah, some kind of status.
A visa.
It's 21 after on Good Day.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while
removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Guys, you're just 60 seconds away from learning how to have the best night of your life. Because we're announcing a limited-time risk-free trial for TestoCharge, the natural male enhancement formula clinically shown to work. TestoCharge improves your romantic life two ways. First, it rapidly increases your drive and desire. So when she's ready, you're ready. Second, it boosts your performance, helping to make it the best experience for both of you. TestoCharge is absolutely guaranteed to provide full-strength support for a healthy, unforgettable romantic life. If you want big confidence, get your risk-free trial of TestoCharge while supplies last. Hurry! Due to high demand, this offer will only be available for a limited time. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115. To experience, you must call now. Just call 1-800-763-8115. That's 1-800-763-8115.
For us playing this song, or else I'm going to punch you square in the mouth, sir.
So he can sing it.
No.
Take it away.
We can celebrate this man's life because he's now dead.
Yeah.
All right.
Couldn't he take a song with him?
That's
the least he could do.
You cold-hearted B-A-S-C-A-R-D.
This thing was dead the first time it hit the airwaves.
That's a great song from 1967. Big hit during the Summer of Love in San Francisco. Bang it up, Richie.
Come to San Francisco.
Scott McKenzie, whose real name was some French.
Philip Wallach Blondheim.
German.
Looks to be.
French. I can't remember his name.
I've written the most hippie song you have ever heard.
Yeah.
I will make your ears bleed with my song until I kill every single one of you Americans.
Hey. He's still dead even after hearing that.
I did not.
All right. Now, but McKenzie, he was, I'm trying to remember, he had red hair, long red hair, if I remember correctly. He looked,
Did you date this guy or something? How
no,
did you
I just always have loved this song. I've always loved this song. Great, great song. Wearing flowers in your hair. I was from this generation, Richie. This song means something to me. And lots of other people who are listening to the program right now.
Something to
that you
too.
Are putting down. Yeah.
It means right. My brain's about
crank
to blow
it up. One more time. Crank
one
it
more
up.
Time.
I think this is when I first was curious about San Francisco. I want to know more about San. I had never been to San Francisco until I think it was 1972, 73 when I went to San Francisco for the first time. One of the great places in our country. All right.
Wow, he co-wrote.
Co-wrote what?
He co-wrote Kokomo. Yeah. Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd be so happy to hear disco, but man, this is good stuff.
1977. This song is number one. Had a run of 4 weeks. The Emotions and Best of My Love. Richie, if we went back to 1969, you wanted to get really old and snappy.
Yeah.
Andy Williams got a gold record on this date for Happy Heart.
Yeah.
1969. That may be a little out of our league.
I was born.
You were. Okay.
That's my year.
Was
you
ever a big fan of? I mean, you know, hey, this is a good song. Christmas stuff.
This is such a happy. This is such a wonderful. Yeah, Christmas song. But this song, Happy Heart, is really a wonderfully. Oh yeah, Happy Heart. Hello, Happy. Anybody know what kind of shape he's in? By the way, he's got bad pancreatic cancer. Seems to be on his way out.
I will never forget the day that we were talking to him.
Yeah.
and he was on the golf course and handed the phone to his brother while he
hit his tee
shot. No, his wife. Yeah. He's like, hold on a minute. I got to hit my tee shot. Here, talk to my wife for a second.
So did you find a copy of Happy Heart? Did you not look for it?
You know, if you can find a copy.
Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah, I don't know that I have.
Because it's such a warm song. It is one of those songs that envelops you no matter what your age, although you'll think it's sappy.
I don't have it, no.
It is. You don't have it?
No.
Oh, come on. If you really were, I was being industrious the other day, and at first when I wanted to get Van Morrison, because Meredith didn't know it wasn't that song. No, I was Magic Moments. I didn't know the song, so I looked it up, and you have to pay 89 cents for it, so I just went to YouTube and found a performance of it on YouTube.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you could be that creative, Richie, and you have 30 seconds. Otherwise, there's going to be big trouble between you and me.
Here's the best I can do for you.
Really? No,
happy holidays.
No. You can't
happy
find
holidays.
Happy
holidays. That's as good as you
happy
get.
Holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep coming up, our television news, Jen. What do we have coming up?
Ooh, we're going to talk American Idol. We're going to talk Fringe. We're going to talk Michael J. Fox.
Survivor cast members.
Survivor. Regis and Kelly, except minus Regis.
We'll be playing this song in just a couple of minutes.
All right, 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Oh. We're fashion retailers.
Wine wholesalers.
A surgical implant company.
We are mid-sized businesses.
We're working with IBM and their business partners.
To fuel innovation and a new economy.
And to wield the influence that once belonged to only the largest enterprises.
Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
Let's build a smarter planet.
See how IBM and our business partners are helping to build the engines of a smarter planet at ibm.com/engines.
Have you ever wondered how you could make a difference in someone's life? What if you could help hundreds or even thousands of children? You might think it impossible, but it's within your reach. Right now, today, students in the U.S. rank 32nd in world math skills. It's time for our children to catch up. And you can help. Become an owner of one of the world's fastest-growing franchises, Mathnasium. Mathnasium is the leading math-only learning center in the U.S. Its only purpose is to make our kids better at math. Imagine helping hundreds, even thousands of students in your community improve in school and raise their self-esteem, all while doing something you truly love. Call us at 800-925-2162 to learn more about Mathnasium's exciting franchise opportunities. That's 800-925-2162. Learn how you can make a difference. Doing something you truly love. That's 800-925-2162. 800-925-2162.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
We get to Channel 9, Channel 2. There's no Channel 1. Why is that? Why is there no Channel 1?
I've heard this before, and I can't remember.
Somebody
what it
know? 800-510-8255. Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 33 after the hour. Why does Channel 1 not exist on your television?
Channel 1 existed in high school. Do you remember the news feed, Channel 1?
Yeah, well, television in New York, they call it News 1 or New York 1 or something. But it's not on Channel 1. There's no Channel 1. Where is it? Why?
There's no Channel 13 either, apparently.
Yes, there is.
There is here.
Yeah, you can find Channel 13.
Really?
But no, yeah, we have Channel 13.
Even on your, I mean, if you have an old UHF, if you did the little knob thing, it starts at 2.
The little knob thing. All right, time for our 2020 news quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
This is from the Just Wrong department. I was talking earlier.
By the way, I'm...
Don't mind me.
I'm feeling like that if I know the answer, I might just have to blurt it out. So just
really?
Make it something I don't know.
That should be easy.
That'll be easy enough.
I'm not in control this morning.
Okay. 25 before the hour. Doug's Good Day program. We were talking about things that are just wrong. One of them is the existence of Todd Akin. Number two is the Alabama immigration law that was ordered to be stopped yesterday. A school began in Alabama because it's unconstitutional to check the citizenship status of new students. It's kind of like the voter registration thing, right? We don't want you. We don't really care who you are. We just want you to vote, right? That's really what that says. Okay. So the third thing that's just wrong has to do with Condoleezza Rice. Why is she in the news? 800-510-8255. Or what about this story?
So easy.
Is just plain wrong. Richie doesn't know yet. He's going to check it out, but he won't blurt it out.
No, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm actually not paying attention to you.
Oh, good, Rich. That's fine.
I'm reading why there is no Channel 1, and it's actually very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
And can I finish? Can I at least finish asking the question? Then you can tell us why there's no Channel 1.
Go ahead.
800-510-8255.
I didn't even hear what your question was.
The question is, I want to know why former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in the news today. What's the news story
about
Condoleezza Rice? 800-510-8255. You are being a jerk today.
Yeah, it's all about looks for you, isn't it?
I'm just feeling
superficial.
By the way, Dougie.
I live on looks.
Yeah.
In the last
Jennifer.
In the last hour, we talked about if if Condoleezza really did the thing that she did to get into the news. She's an avid doer of the thing that she did to get into the news.
Yeah. That's how that takes care of
pianist.
Avid is what they say.
800-510-8255. Okay, why is there no Channel 1?
We are using it right now on some of our FM stations.
Mm-hmm.
It was designated when they first made the TV band.
Yeah.
They had a Channel 1, and then they took that bandwidth for FM radio.
Really? Oh, well, okay, so...
Interesting.
Moderately interesting, yeah. All right, but they do now. They use the sidebands for all of the channels for FM radio and for microwave. And well, they're microwavable. It's a very interesting way. They split the bands technology-wise so that you have your cellular phone. You have two-way radios that are used by the police.
Yeah,
or
dispatchers
whomever.
And police is what I'm coming up with. Because actually what Rich said, mine was more interesting.
Yeah,
what
of course
I read.
It was. Yeah, what was yours more interesting?
It's not there anymore, though. Apparently they moved it.
Yeah, they moved it to Channel 2. What did you find, Heather?
It was just better the way I read it than the way that he said it.
Okay, there you go. 800-510-8255.
It's never as good as you think it's going to be.
Just a moment on Tony Scott. This is something, this is another thing that's just plain wrong. There were a bunch of boaters who were out on a harbor cruise when Tony Scott took the dive off the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Now their photos and video is for sale.
Yep.
One of the passengers said the guy landed right next to our tour boat. We saw the whole thing.
That is just gross.
Yeah.
Hey, well, TMZ, I can hardly ever credit TMZ for something, said that they saw the videos, but that they weren't going to buy them. So hopefully no one will. There's also security or like surveillance tape from a local business, too, that I guess got it.
Really?
Yeah.
What a shame. The guy. So does he? Some people said he had inoperable brain cancer.
That was a rumor, but his family denies that he had anything wrong with him.
Hmm.
But I guess we'll find out.
Yep. All right. So that takes care of that. Let's see. The television report in a moment. I had one other thing that I wanted to address here, and now I can't remember what it was. Oh, I know what it was. We've had ongoing conversation. We don't do much because I sort of subscribed to a former program director who told me 25 years ago that when you talk about Social Security, you send away anybody and everybody who's under 65. Not so now, because a lot of people are wondering whether they're going to have Social Security. And the question came up last week. Somebody sent me an email after we discussed the whether or not it was a benefit or an entitlement. You understand the difference between benefits and entitlements?
Yeah, good question.
Is your Social Security check a benefit or an entitlement? There are a lot of people who, like me, I mean, it sort of touches a nerve of me, even though I'm not on it. I don't know that I'm not sure how I'll deal with it. My father, as I've said, didn't take a check till he was 88 because other people needed the money more than he did. But there was a different era. I mean, that was long enough ago, so I can say it was a different generation. The people that came out of the world out of Second World War don't think like their children. The people who came out of Second World War didn't figure they were entitled much. They didn't ask for anything, really. And yet, they deserved it. And their offspring don't deserve it, but they asked for it.
Right.
I mean, other than the people that may have served in Vietnam, for example. The Social Security contributions that you have made, either if you're self-employed by yourself or with your employer, has totaled 15% of your income. You realize that, right? How many of you do what Richie asks you to do, and that's actually look at your check? If you get a paycheck every week or two or every month or whenever it is, do you look at the check to see how much money is taken out for taxes? And this is a tax. And if you look at it, you will see that between you and your boss, your 15% of your income is going towards Social Security. So if you average $30,000 a year over your working life, that's $180,000 invested in Social Security. You have, not by choice, but by law, contributed $180,000 to some fund someplace. So if you calculate the future value of your investment in Social Security, which again, if you're making $30,000 a year, it's about $375 a month. All right?
Wow.
And at the 1% interest rate, which they pay, compounded monthly after 40 years, you would have $1.3 million if you work an average 40-year span.
Yeah.
Upon retirement, if you took out only 3% a year, you'd get $39,318 a year, $3,277 a month. Hmm. And that is...
You're making me a very upset, please.
Three times more than today's average Social Security benefit of $1,230 a month. This is according to the Social Security Administration itself. Google it. Your retirement fund would last 33 years until you're 98 if you retire at the age of 65.
Wow.
So imagine how much better most average American people could live in retirement. Well, if you had invested, the money is not invested.
And you think about zero. The side benefit of that money being invested in the economy instead of invested in our government's pockets.
This is a bigger Ponzi scheme than Bernie Madoff has pulled off.
That's what our economy host here, Peter Schiff, he called it a Ponzi scheme.
It is a Ponzi scheme. And you're screwed by
They've already spent the money.
The money's gone.
It's gone.
When it comes in, it's gone.
It's gone.
Gone. And how is it that people are not even thinking about this?
And even the ones that say they're not going to do it anymore still do it.
And Mr. Akin is one of the morons who votes for this kind of stuff. Social Security and Medicare are unfunded. 92% of every dollar that goes out isn't there. Sorry, Richie.
I don't want to start making people angry, and I'm going to get upset.
All right, sorry. Well, I'm not really sorry. I can't
hold back on this kind of stuff, and I know it's a contentious
99% of you don't know this, and that's why I brought it to your attention 17 minutes before the
hour. People don't want to know it.
Well, they don't want to know
They don't want to know it. They just want to close their eyes and get my check.
But you would have gotten three times as much if they'd have done something with your money. And Ryan, this is not a political program, Ryan wants to invest your money or have it somehow or other get some sort of return. And this is the speciousness of all these arguments. People, as Richie just said, don't know. They don't pay attention. They haven't got a clue that the money they take out of your check, they take and spend it. They don't invest it. They've spent it for something else.
If I were king of the world, or at least the United States, you'd have to write a check to the government every month.
Yeah.
You'd get 100% of your pay, and you would be forced to write a check so you could see how much they're taking from you.
All right, let's see here if we can find, among all these wonderful, fine folks, I want to talk to Mike, I think, in, where are we? Ruston, Louisiana, Mike, right? That's where you are?
That's right.
Nice to hear from you. Why is Condoleezza Rice in the news?
She was, or is, one of two women offered membership in Augusta National Golf Club. Well, I believe it was last week.
Yeah, she's been admitted.
That's awesome.
As one of the first women in the 80-year history of the Augusta Golf Club, they've never let women in. And I think that's wrong. I think making a big deal of this is wrong. I think inviting Condoleezza Rice to become, even though she's a great golfer,
she's an avid golfer,
is wrong.
Why?
Because it just is. It's just
why?
The whole thing is wrong. It stinks. Why would women not be allowed to play because they don't have a you-know-who-who?
Well,
but they are
that's
now.
Why
this
can't.
Is
but,
groundbreaking.
No, hold on a minute. I think the reason that you think it's wrong is because they're celebrating the fact that they are finally letting women when it should have been
allowed. That's right. That's exactly
time.
Right. Okay. You've been listening to me, and you know what I'm thinking. This is just
I can just
wrong.
Explain you better than you can explain
Thanks
you.
A lot, Richie. It's about time. anyway. So, Mike, does this bother you or not? Or am I the only one who's bothered by this?
For her getting in, or
well, the fact that they're making that they haven't allowed women, they're making a big deal of it now. She
did.
She did. Yeah, and so did the dollar more, who some.
No, I don't have any problem with it.
Okay.
I don't.
All right. Well, you know what? You'll get a swell Doug Steffen prize. How's that?
Appreciate it.
I will never forget the Fuzzy Zeller comment about Tiger Woods. So not only was it women, but, you know,
black.
There was a time when it was Tiger Woods was, you know. Man,
it's nauseating. All right, Jennifer checks television in a moment. 14 before the hour, and good day.
Here's an email Walmart got the other day.
Dear Walmart, I was introduced to Projects Made Simple. I was blown away. They come with simple steps and tools you need. My favorite project is painting, but I hadn't considered painting our front door. The video helped me gather everything I would need. Walmart offers a great selection of paint, a mecca for everything DIY. Regards, Amanda Powell, Orlando.
FYI, DIY means do it yourself. And you can too with everything you need to paint your front door, like Litton 2-in-1 paint and primer and Scotch Blue painter's tape. See for yourself, only at Walmart.
Bed bugs are a year-round problem, but if you're gearing up for travel or vacation, you may be at an increased risk of bringing these most unwanted souvenirs home. A 2011 national survey of pest professionals conducted by the National Pest Management Association found that a whopping 99% of respondents encountered bedbug infestations in that year, and 80% encountered bedbugs specifically in hotels and motels. Since bedbugs remain the hardest pest to treat, infestations can easily grow out of control. According to the National Pest Management Association, increased public awareness, education, and vigilance are key in detecting and preventing bedbug infestations, as these pests tend to travel undetected. Detected from place to place, breed quickly, and remain one of the most challenging to treat. Bed bugs are equal opportunity pests and are not a result of poor sanitation. So whether you're staying at a motel or five-star hotel, check your surroundings. To find more information about bed bugs or locate a pest professional near you, visit www.pestworld.org.
This is Hulk Hogan with a wake-up call to all the men out there. Are you laying on the couch tired and out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? Don't be that guy, brother. Do what I do and take Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement with ingredients that increase your testosterone levels. Ageless Male helps me feel like a million bucks. It supports healthy energy levels, more muscle mass with strength training, and more romantic drive and performance. Best of all, it's all natural. Forget about the imposters and wannabes you're hearing about. Ageless Male is the only testosterone supplement approved by yours truly. Don't wait another day. Support your energy, your drive, your performance, and more with Ageless Male. Be the man you want to be.
Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Hi, Jennifer Horn has the latest on who picked up the Michael J. Fox sitcom, Jen.
Well, all the networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox were bidding for this show, but NBC was a big winner. Don't you think Michael J. Fox is a little disappointed? Because everything that's on NBC is losing out. This show is going to be interesting, too. It's a family comedy about Michael J. Fox's character living with his wife and daughters and also dealing with life's challenges and, as well as Parkinson's disease. So he'll actually write that into the show, which is kind of a cool thing. Beginning September 4th, we will wait no longer because Kelly will unveil her new co-host on Live. She's done 59 different guest co-hosts since Regis left.
That reminds me, I needed to ask for September 4th off. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be a little busy.
I'll be in New York that day. I can't say why.
They're not going to make any pre-announcements, but she will just walk out with the person that they've selected on September 4th episode. Just kind of fun.
Paul
Survivor.
Ryan.
Yeah, Paul Ryan, exactly. He seems to be the choice.
Yeah.
Survivor is coming back for its 25th season. They'll be going to the Philippines, and they're doing kind of an all-star casting, but they've added two celebrities to the mix. Lisa Welchel, I'll never say her name right. Welchel, she played Blair on The Facts of Life. I used to love her hair. She had that blonde, beautiful hair. Oh, it's awesome. And Jeff Kent from the San Francisco Giants and also the Dodgers. They'll be joining the rest of the cast on Survivor Philippines. I'm not sure how Blair will do because, you know, on the Facts of Life, she always needed a hairdryer. And I don't know if you can do that.
Yeah, I don't see her as being a real rough outdoorsy type.
All right, also Kendall Kardashian is going to Hawaii 5-0, and Nicki Minaj is the newest judge on American Idol.
All right. Who's going
Mariah
to Hawaii
Carey?
5-0?
Kendall Kardashian, one of the Kardashian girls.
To Hawaii 5-0?
Yeah.
Are you going to drown her or what?
I don't know. We'll see.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Your Tuesday morning wake-up call, sir.
Really? All right, 53 after the hour. Time to wake up, rise, and shine. A good day program with Heather Bachman, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and a couple of interesting pieces from DougStefan.com. The poll today, should Todd Akin drop out of the Senate race in Missouri, should only have one answer. Absolutely. The rest of it is all... here are the choices. Absolutely, he's a disgrace.
Todd Akin just logged in. He says, no, he should stay embraced.
Yeah. No, he apologized. He ought to still run and see who's Todd Akin. Anybody still think that that's the... You don't know who this
Apparently
guy is?
Apparently 20% of our voters so far
think he should
don't know who it is.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, stay tuned for more. Blight on society. Okay. So the video of the day today, Richie, is just plain silly. And I thought we would do this after we had a little piece of Phyllis Diller, who passed away at the age of 95 last night. She started her career as the mother of, five or six? She had 5 or 6 children when she started. She was only, I think, her mid to late 30s, when she went on the comedy circuit. Was a mainstay on shows like Hollywood Squares. But she was, Carson liked her. Most of the time, she was just pretty silly. Sometimes she was a little outrageous. She would say anything. Because when you looked at her, you thought, hey, you know, people think that Joan Rivers, for example, can get away with anything just because of the way she looks. And I think a lot of people thought that was the case with Phyllis Diller. Do you think that?
I think so, because she just has that wacky kind of saucy look.
Yeah. All right, so Richie, what did you find the representative sample?
Now, don't let the word Madonna bother you. The day I grab my crotch, it'll mean it's falling off. And at my age, it could. You know you're old when your walker has an airbag. And your sexual fantasies involve Strom Thurmond.
Oh, nice.
Ew.
Yeah, and your birthday cake looks like a prairie fire. And your birth certificate is on a scroll. and they discontinued your blood type.
I wonder if we would consider her.
They discontinued your blood type.
Hallie's Comet goes over and you say, there it goes again.
She was sort of like the Henny Youngman.
Somebody compliments you on your alligator shoes, and you're barefoot.
Yeah. All right. From the silly department, will you check out today's video of Sonny the Cockatoo as he sings the theme to the Addams Family? Audio here.
Hello, Sonny.
Hello.
How are
you? That's just plain bad. All right, now, it's something else silly from yesterday's video of the day, Richie. Couple of just average parents, apparently, performing what they call the parent rap.
To one, two, three.
Their children, they can't understand this.
The parent rap, y'all.
Parent rap.
We may spend most of our time chasing toddlers down, but we still know how to rock the hizzle.
I don't even know what you just said.
We used to be cool. Back in the day, back on the block, watching PG-13 movies, staying up way up the docks. And we had a couple shorties, and now we're really flossy, cause now we be rolling with our own little posse in the minivan, or in our little wagon. Let me throw it to moms, cause the little one is sagging.
I used to bling it up, I used to dress real true. Now I accessorize the food that's already been chewed. And look right, I make the stepper bag look good when I'm walking through the mall trying to wrangle my groove. My PB&Js will set your world on fire. I could make you mac and cheese blindfolded on a wire. I'm wiping the juju, kissing the goo-goo. Got them eyes in the back of my head, I see your doo-doo. Using your full name so you know I ain't playing. And that's why all my kiddos, they keep saying,
Mom, she's the bomb. Rocking all night till the break.
What do we think?
This is awesome.
All right, so we always
have to see the video to go. It's hysterical.
Try to get up the silly stuff along with some of the serious stuff.
Oh, I'm so posting this on Facebook.
Always has. Didn't we have the other day we had that thing from NASA, We're NASA and We Know It.
Yeah.
It's also kind of silly. I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah. All right, so anyway, we keep archives of this. We have all kinds of archives of programs and videos.
Yeah, you can waste hours on the video section of the website.
Wasted?
Yeah, it's wasted time, man. It's fun.
Audio highlights also of some of our interesting interviews and songs like the Cows Around song that so many people are talking about is at DougStephan.com in the Broadcast Center. Audio highlights, check it out there at DougStephan.com. 59 past.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.